Good Sunday morning. I'm Mitzi Neely, and welcome to Peacefully Imperfect. Today is the third part in a month-long series on being intentional with our time and our schedules, our prayer time, and with our family. Today's post deals with when we get to a point that we feel like we want to take on more or be like someone else or be involved in some other things that we know we don't have time for, but our main goal is to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. What is it that drives us to want more and do more? What is it that prompts us to hold out our cup as though we are asking others to fill it? It could be our need for affirmation and praise, or it could be that we crave to be a part of something bigger. Whatever it is, wanting to do more equates to an increase in responsibility, setting aside the schedules we already have, and spending less time with those who matter. Sometimes in the midst of wanting to do something different or changing direction, we find ourselves caught up in the trappings of what someone else has or is doing. Being able to do it all and have it all may seem wonderful at first, but is it worth the sacrifices or the contentment you've come to know and love? A perfect example of this is keeping up with friends and family through social media. It's nice to read about all the things they are doing. Sometimes their post announces an achievement or some good fortune, and lots of people weigh in with positives. And then, when we become excited about something and post it on social media, no one responds. This could be an indication that we are looking to be filled up, as the world would see it, rather than how Christ would. In Present Over Perfect, author Shauna Nyquist mentions that we are perfectly content at home on the couch with a pizza, a movie, and our husbands until we scroll through social media and see a friend out at a nice restaurant, and then we think our lives are boring or less than. It's like the green-eyed monster marches straight for our hearts screaming, "Why can't that be me?" What someone else has going on may look good momentarily, but what does the reality look like? God's Word tells us in Galatians 1:10, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? And if I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." You know, life can present challenges and temptations, but we should never let ourselves get caught up in trying to live someone else's life when it's best just to be our real, authentic self. I hope we never lose sight of who we belong to and all that He has provided. I love this scripture from The Message in Luke 14:11. "But if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself." We should never let this world push us or convince us to pursue something because it fills our cup. Only Jesus Christ can do that. So let's continue to be intentional in our efforts to remain focused on God and all that He has for us in each season. I pray that our actions, attitude, and thoughts honor Him. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank You for all You have blessed us with. Thank You for giving us Your Word to stand on when untruths and deception cast a cloud over us. We know that Your ways are always higher and Your plans are always good, and we ask these things in Your name. Blessings and hugs for a great week ahead. I'll be praying for you.